you're not a trash bag yet. We're fucking trash bags.
The fuck have you been? First of all, someone gets a new job and they act brand new. They act like they're too good to fucking record.
I don't do that.
We've missed like 10 episodes because you didn't want to record.
We missed 2 episodes.
3.
All right, 3. Yeah, just didn't. I don't know why we didn't Sunday.
Well, you didn't want to.
You didn't. To be fair, you didn't want to either.
We said we were going to do it Friday. You didn't come over. So yeah. We're going to do it Saturday. You didn't want to do it.
It was my first day of work at my new job, and I wanted to have a drink and celebrate.
It was not your first day.
First full week of work, I should say. So I did that. I did what I said I wanted to do. And then Saturday, I don't think either one of us felt like... I left early because I was, like, tired.
I'll be honest, when I opened the front door and saw you standing outside, I was like, fucking A.
After you shit your pants?
After you scared me, yeah. You really scared me. I wasn't expecting to see someone standing there.
You wanted me to
come
over yesterday.
What it is just today, I've been on the go all day answering questions and just fucking, I felt like everybody was up my ass today and I just wanted a minute to fucking, like, after dinner I came in here and I had to do a phone interview thing for a therapist and Brian was asking me like what time is it at and I was like it's in a few minutes, I just want to decompress real quick. He's like, do you need me to leave? And I was like, no, that's right, you could stay in here. But I laid in bed, curled up in a ball, took hella deep breaths, and I was just like, I don't fucking want to talk to anybody. And I get up and I go outside. I think I laid down for maybe 10 minutes and I go outside to wait for this therapist to call me. And I see you. I'm like, fuck, I still don't get to do what I want to do. Like, fucking A.
Well, I'm not going to ask you questions. And to be fair, you are laying in bed.
Yeah, you're lucky. Yeah.
I'm lucky what?
I didn't make you lay in the bed next to me.
Yeah, well, we know what happened last time that happened.
I swear, that was the most hilarious thing. I was so confused.
What a great time to talk about it. Because today is technically exactly 1 month away from the reunion. Of the day I was molested.
That was so funny.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I was so confused. I know I was having a dream about Brian or whatever. And when you got into the bed, I thought it was, you're lucky all I did was hug you.
I know. No, but, that was a fucking. But like,
I like jumped across the bed.
You, and like, yeah.
Held you hella tight.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I woke up so confused because you were like, what the fuck are you doing?
Dude, the number one thing, the reason why I didn't want to share a bed with you was because of that. And then I get, so I'm like, I stay up an hour and a half, 2 hours after you and Steven go to bed. I'm drinking, smoking by myself, having a good old time. And I get in the room. I'm like, all right, this is going to be weird. First of all, I can't sleep how I want to. So I was in Nike shorts and a shirt, which I'd rather just sleep in underwear, right? Or underwear and a shirt. But I see where she's at and I could barely see her. She's like covered by pillows and shit. I was like, okay. And there was like there wasn't a pillow in the middle of us, was there? There may have.
I don't remember. I don't know. I think you said you were going to put one, but I don't remember.
Yeah. So I'm like, she's on that edge. I'll be on this edge. There's zero chance. The minute I settled in the bed, like a fucking snake in the grass, dude. I heard her moving, but I didn't. I didn't feel her fucking bearing down on me.
Let's paint the picture. I'm laying on the right side of the bed facing a wall. So my back is facing you and I'm on the edge of that bed because I didn't want to get near you either.
Yeah.
We had to share this bed and I didn't want to get next to you. So I was on the edge of the bed and you got on the bed and you were on the edge of the bed, but I'm still sleeping. I have a dream about Brian and as soon as you got on the bed, like split second, my brain goes to, why is he all the way over there? And I just fucking flung myself across the bed and I hugged you real tight. I thought I put my head on your head too.
No. You didn't get enough time. You touched me and I was out of there.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
I was out of that bed so fucking fast.
It's hilarious. We laughed for so long.
Oh, yeah. We woke Steven up. I was like, dude, you have to sleep in there.
Yeah, he woke Steven up and
I had to sleep on a fucking pull-out bed.
Which is funny because he ended up getting COVID. I was the one sleeping next to him. You got it. I didn't.
Yeah. I wonder how that happened.
So there was someone that we were with. And then last night of the concert, like that last day of the concert, I kept hearing them cough the whole time. And I kept turning around and I was surprised to see Steven standing in front of this person. And I was just like, that doesn't seem very, like, because he was very, like, COVID conscious. Like, And I think they had it. And that's where it came from.
Yeah, they did have it. And then we had to sit in a car first. If nothing else, I'm very happy that I made a conscious decision where I was like, I'm flying. I'm never doing that drive again. Not that the drive there was bad. That wasn't because you're all pumped up for it, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like adamant about like, I am not driving there again. And now we get to... I guess it's been for like 2 months now. Now everybody's flying. Yeah. And I'm going to be the last person there now.
But at least you're still going.
Yeah, and that for a while there, I thought I was not going to be able to go. Which would have, honest to God, you guys don't want to admit this. That would have sucked so bad for you guys if I wasn't there. All of you, honestly, like individually, you guys are fine. You're fun, whatever. But every group needs a fucking tone setter. And I'm setting the tone that trip. Who else is going to do it? Brian only drinks beer. You're going to have 6 beers the entire time you're there.
Yeah. If
that. Jason. I mean, he's going to drink. And work out, which is fucking annoying. Nobody tells you about that when you're growing up.
How you're not supposed to exercise on vacation?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Like, what an asshole he is.
It makes you feel bad?
It makes you feel so bad.
You know what makes you feel really bad?
What?
Trying on new clothes. I have ordered so many things for this stagecoach shit. And I get it, and I try it on, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, do I not look the way I think I look? Like, am I, like, I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. And I'm, like, I'm so mad at myself. I've been in a shit mood. And it's because I don't like the way I look in anything at all.
Oh, heard that.
Like.
I don't know if I just, like, have been seeing myself for who I truly am in a mirror. Like, is this how I've always looked? And I come over here, you guys are like, you're not fat. I'm like, I see myself in the mirror.
Well, I see myself in this mirror and I see myself in these pictures and I'm not about it.
I don't know how I feel about pictures because there's a couple pictures from when I went to Chicago to see Eric and I'm like, I look terrible. And there's one picture, well, I guess that tells you it's one picture versus a couple. There's another picture that I see myself, I'm like, looks pretty good. But I don't know which one's the... I would love... I would love nothing more than to be able to see me how other people
exactly.
see me.
Exactly. I say that all the time. I would love to have a mannequin of my size and everything.
No, I
every
don't know.
Every dimple,
no. See,
ripple,
going,
and like,
no,
I want to
going,
see everything.
No, you're going too weird with it. I mean, well, but then again, I guess everybody looks different to everybody, right? Like, Brian can find you attractive, but another guy may not.
But do you think maybe he finds me attractive because he's taller than me, so he looks down? Like, you know how
that
bitches,
actually does, that's actually
how
worse
bitches
for you.
Use that the when they fucking take pictures of themselves, they raise their hand up and angle the camera down. Like,
I don't
he's
know.
At that angle.
So you ever seen those women are like, oh my God, this is what he sees?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's what it is.
I'm going to wear a muumuu. That's what I'm going to do.
Not a bad move. Get a nice draft under there.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm just trying to really walk. I have a job where I sit down all the time now. So I'm not anywhere near as physically active as I was at my last job. So,
you're afraid of gaining weight?
Oh, I'm terrified of it. Like, I don't have confidence now.
Yeah.
Imagine if I was fat.
Yeah.
Fatter.
You're not fat.
All right. Anyways. But could you imagine? I would never talk to anybody ever again.
Well, that's like, I started following women that were considered mid-size, and they say they wear the same size clothing that I wear, and I look at their bodies and I'm like, is that what I look like?
Show me. I'll tell you.
Can't.
Where's my phone? I'll be brutally honest with you.
I'll send you the profiles.
All right.
So
now, is it bad?
It's not bad. Now, I follow them because it's like, okay, see how you dress your body, and I like your style.
Okay.
But
when I'm rating this, am I...
You're going to be like, what the fuck?
Hold on. All right, never mind. I was going to say, are we taking in the full perspective, like how they look facially, too?
No, just their body.
Just body-wise.
Just the body. Yeah, I look at these profiles, and I'm like, is that what I look like? Because, I mean, granted, I understand we all carry our weight differently, but these people claim to wear the same size clothes
as you,
as me. And it's like, am I just in denial?
Well, let's see. I'll be the. Let's see. Who'd you send me? All right. First up, we have Bonnie Rick. Is that her last name?
I don't know.
Let's see. That's what size you are?
That's what I'm saying.
In her profile?
Yeah.
No, it says what size she is.
She's a size 12.
Oh.
She says size 12 to 14.
Well, that's the sneakiest thing about women. Wait, so are you saying, what do you want to know?
Is that what I look like?
Is it bad?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just asking, is that what I look, is that my body?
I've never seen you in a bathing suit, so I couldn't tell you. You also don't wear the things she wears. She wears a lot of very, like, flowy, loose dresses.
Okay, you're not helping me. Hold on. You know what you're doing? You want to say, yes, that's what you look like, Jessica, but you're, like, finding
no,
a roundabout
like
way to,
no,
like,
but it's, like, different styles, so I can't say yes or no.
I just sent you one of her in workout clothes.
You don't wear good workout clothes.
I don't think those are good workout clothes either.
She definitely has a chubbier face than you.
Okay.
I don't know. No, you don't look like that. But yes, in some ways you look like that. Wait, I don't, what particular part do you want to know?
Just all of it.
No, she does tend to look a little chubbier. All right, let's go to this new chick. Second up is Gianna. What's her last name?
I don't know. No, I'm not on the profile anymore. Like,
you know, you don't look like her at all. Nope. Not even a little bit. So you can rest. For Jesus Christ. I don't think you'd ever wear shorts that showed off that much camel toe. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, I don't know.
I'm going to send you two more.
You know what I'd like you to do? You or Brian, when you see a guy that you think I'm built like, send it to me. Okay? Don't be shitty, Brian.
Or am I more built like this chick?
You're built very...
Hold on. All right. I'm going to show you. I just sent you two more.
All right. You have a very particular shape, Jessica. Well, first of all, you don't have the tits this one girl does.
No, for sure I don't.
Yeah.
But she claims to wear the same size I do.
She's fucking hot.
Which one are you on?
Damn, no, you're not built like her either. Holy shit.
Which one are you on?
I actually like her a lot.
Which one? Are you on the Nicole one?
Yeah. You do. First of all, you do not look like her.
I didn't say look like her.
She's fucking hot.
You're so funny.
Is she like super? Yeah, she's famous. Never mind. I don't have a chance. The curvy Amanda. Jesus, she's got cannons on her, huh? No, you don't look like her either. No, not even close. So, we have officially got nowhere with this.
Yeah.
You don't look like any of them. Can I tell you who you look like?
Myself.
Yeah, no shit.
What? Who do idiot. I look like?
You look like a bigger version of Sadie.
Oh my God, poor child.
Well, you do. That's exactly what you look like, just bigger. You guys both got big ass heads.
You're so mean.
Yeah. Like, look at Sadie, add inches this way and this way. I don't mean that negatively. I just mean you've had kids. Uh-huh. Your hips have widened, I think.
Well, does that... Okay, good question. I did not pass children vaginally, so... Ooh,
but your body's set up for it.
So, do your just hips because spread when you're pregnant?
Just because nobody lived in the house doesn't mean the house wasn't built.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you were set up for it. Your body will... There's parts of your body that'll never be the same because of it, right?
Yeah, my stomach.
All right, well... You got specific. I didn't.
My stomach will never be the same.
That's what they tell you.
Unless I have surgery, but I was told to never have elective surgery, so I'm fucked.
Never have elective surgery.
Yeah. Like, if I don't need to have surgery, don't have
like
surgery.
Like, any type?
Any type. Because my body creates too much scar tissue.
Oh, nice. That's a bad thing?
Yeah. Because the scar tissue could adhere to all your other organs and then make your organs not function the way that they're supposed to.
All right. That's pretty cool, I guess. So, like, what if you, like, get cut real deep? Like, you cut your finger on, like, a... Let's say you cut your hand with a knife and you gotta stitch you back up.
So that's the thing. When I had to have the abortion and listen to me. So I had to have
really putting it all out.
Listen,
there.
I had to have the abortion.
You didn't have to.
I did, unless I wanted to die.
Uh huh.
And it was because of the whole scar tissue shit with my uterus, right? And so that doctor, the one that cut me open twice and saw my insides twice, I kind of want to believe what she says to me over anybody that just reads a medical profile or medical history. So she's the one that was like, your body creates way too much scar tissue. You should not have any more children. You should not have any elective surgeries, whatever. So then when I went to my, because they do the abortion in two stages, two steps. And when I went to the first one, it was with a completely different doctor, and she's prepping me for this thing. And she had mentioned that my external scars are almost invisible. Like the outside healed beautifully. So I don't have any visible scar tissue on the outside, but it just like grows. It's just like rapid fire. Like it just fucking everywhere internally. So if I were to cut myself deep, I probably wouldn't.
But the on the inside.
On the inside, maybe. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess you wouldn't be cutting yourself nearly as deep as you would.
In surgery,
but still.
Yeah, I don't know. I do have a lot of scar tissue on my left nipple from piercing it twice. It's thicker, and my kids didn't like to breastfeed on my left side because they couldn't get enough milk flow.
Oh, can we talk about this? This is a new thing. I don't know if you've seen this, Brian. Probably not, because you don't have the same algorithm I do. But cool thing about my algorithm is showing me is breastfeeding videos.
Yeah. You want to be breastfed?
No.
Would you ever, if your wife was nursing,
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. But they started off as like, because Mason, obviously being Mason, was like, I can find porn on YouTube. And I was like, how? Just curious how he like found it. Mm-hmm. He looked up breastfeeding videos, and sure enough, they show tits. I was like, well, that doesn't really classify as porn.
Right.
That would technically be child porn then, because there's children in this.
Right.
But now they've graduated on these pages to just chicks pulling their tits out with fake babies.
Huh.
So there's just chicks on Instagram, and they don't get flagged because it's like educational, right?
Interesting.
And they just have their cannons out with... If you didn't know any better, you would think it's a real baby, but because when you can just tell, like they're just putting this, it doesn't latch on or anything. It's a fake baby. It's very clear it is, but it looks kind of real. So there's chicks on Instagram on my algorithm with just tits out. Let's see if I can find one. I'm going to go on my algorithm. There was one earlier I showed the guy I was riding with. I was like, look at this shit. Turns out he and I both have the same algorithm.
So maybe guys could start showing their penises for educational purposes.
Yeah, just jacking off.
Show their foreskin. You know, tutorials on how you're supposed to wash it, hygiene purposes. You know what would be better? Yeah. If they were allowed to share tutorials on how to shave your balls.
Oh boy, you don't want to know how to do that.
Do you have to like pin one side with your elbow against your leg and then stretch it out with your hand on the other?
Pin one side against... No. It's very... Ew. I feel like this is what they're going to have to do to me. Yeah, I can't watch that.
You spread it out.
I think I have a huge pimple on the back of my neck that's been there for years. So I guess I would classify as a cyst. It hurts so bad. It's only getting bigger, I think.
You should go to the doctor.
I should. I don't have any time. That's crazy. What was I going to say?
How you shave your balls.
Oh, shaving balls. So this is a method I've used. I don't like to do it because I don't know if Brian can... I don't know if any other guy can attest to this. The days after shaving your balls clean... They sweat so hard.
Really?
Oh my God, they sweat. It's almost like I can feel sweat droplets coming off
of
them.
Do you think it's that you sweat more, or do you think it's just that you don't have the hair to absorb it? Isn't that
what hair's there for? What's hair there for?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Anyways.
Keep them warm.
So when you take it down, which I haven't done in a while because I have been abstaining for Lent. I don't follow that, but I don't think I've had sex since it started. When did it start?
I don't know.
A couple weeks ago, right?
I don't even know what day it is.
Today's the 26th. Oh, my God. Anyways, the method I use, it's the best way to do it, is I go in the shower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know you don't know what day it is. The luxury of fucking being a woman. I go in the shower. It's Tuesday, by the way. I go in the shower. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Brian, if you do try this or you have already tried this, if you try it in the future, let me know how it works. You just get a bar of soap and lather that motherfucker up. Lather the entire area.
Okay.
Hot water, because you don't want any ingrown hairs. And you just get a razor, like you're, you know, Gillette fucking three blade, whatever you call it, and just go to town. Sometimes you do got to pull the ball skin out just to, like.
Do you go up from the taint to the penis, or do you go down, or do you go sideways?
Both. Always. Always.
Always. Always.
Always. So, yeah, it's pretty.
Do you ever go to your taint? Do you ever take care of the down taint, there?
Well, I do that electrically.
Do you like put your leg?
No. It's a very. I will squat over the toilet while I do it.
I was gonna say, like, do you stand 1 foot in the shower, 1 foot on the toilet, and you squat down a little bit? That's so much
cleanup. I do not have the time for that. And truth be told, I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? I don't really care.
You should go
as long as like all the long hairs are taken out of place, then we're fine. Because nothing's worse than when somebody's picking a hair out of their mouth.
That's gross.
I know. It's happened to me.
Ew.
I know. It's not great. But I've done it.
That's not.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Where is like the most, like the scariest part?
By your dick?
Like where the balls and the penis connect?
Because there's some stragglers there that you got to get rid of. And you know what the cool thing my dick does?
It hides. Like,
we're going to get real small right now. Because it's obviously I'm scared, so it's scared.
So then you got to really stretch the skin. Like,
yeah, like a fucking, I just pull that mother, pull it hard. It's not great. It's not a good. Yeah.
The seam.
Oh, there's, yeah, you have a seam down. Yeah. No hair grows there, though.
So then why is it hard to?
Yeah, true. Yeah. It is rather scary. There's a lot of scary. It's a lot of, you're taking a sharp object to your genital area.
What do you think women do?
I didn't say you guys didn't do that.
No, I know, but like, we have like folds we got to get into. Imagine us nicking the opening of our vagina and then you guys wanting to have sex and just like reopening that wound.
Yeah.
And nicking your taint.
Nicking your taint? Yeah. I think it's the name of a rock band.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know how. Do you guys? I guess guys also. Can you imagine if I would love it, but I would also be mortified to go to a chick and like get waxed, get my asshole waxed.
I was just gonna ask, do you take care of your butt crack?
I'm not shaving my butt crack. Though I do know people who have, and they're like, dude, your farts sound different. Which I'm interested in.
It's because they're not muffled.
Yeah, they're not muffled. They just come out like
clean. I don't think Brian has hair on his butt.
That must be nice.
He has a smooth butt.
All right. That's cool. There's a picture on Instagram of a chick. No. Of a chick from like below, what would probably be like behind her knee. And it's like she's looking, so it's obviously below her. And she's like looking back at the camera and she has a blowout ass. But it's the hairiest ass I've ever seen. Hmm. I don't know if it's fake or not. But part in that instant, I'm like, I don't even think I care.
It's interesting.
But then if she has a hairy ass, she has to have hairy legs then too. Because you can you imagine shaving your legs and keeping your ass hairy?
Was it like thick hair?
It's not a great
like
picture.
Like a man hair?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. But her ass is so nice, I almost don't care. Now, if I was with her and she pulled her pants down and I seen that, I'd be like, I'm going to do it. Yeah, that's another question. But I'd be like, I will do it still, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
I think, I don't know. Never mind. I was going to say, I don't understand why more people don't take advantage of laser hair removal, but I understand that that's a luxury and not everybody can do it financially.
I don't understand how or who these, I mean, there's plenty of fucking men out there, but who are these guys, men, women dating that just don't have any hair?
Wait, say that again?
Like, who are these, like, women or like, body hair grosses me out. It's like, who the fuck, are you dating men?
Well, Brian's a man and he has like no body hair.
He has zero body hair?
I think if I were to have, before getting my hair laser removed, if I were to grow out my armpit hair, I probably would have had more than him. He doesn't have very much body hair.
I keep mine under control. I'm just, I guess, a hairier guy.
Yeah, Brian.
Some women fucking love it. And I don't understand why. That's also another thing that confuses me. Like, why do you like that?
I personally don't care for it, but maybe if I loved the person, it wouldn't bother me then.
Maybe.
Maybe I'd be more accepting of it. Like, I love you, and
so you think I should feel the same way if I, like, was... I don't think I can ever get to loving a woman if she had armpit hair. Is that shallow? Or she grew out her leg hair.
I don't. Now, do you meet her that way? Or did she just one day?
Well, obviously, I'd meet her that way.
I don't know. What if she's really fucking cool and really beautiful? And you really, like, everything.
That's the tough spot.
She like, everything's just got little hair under the armpits.
Like a little hair or a lot of hair?
I mean, it's grown out.
Oh, man. I guess I would be okay with it. I don't even know if I would, though.
Did you just cuddle, lay in bed, and just fucking twirl it around with your finger?
I don't know. Because, like, one of my favorite things is, like, in the summer when women wear, like, not even spaghetti strap tops, but, like, that kind of top.
Mm-hmm.
It's my, like, favorite look for women. And if you got hair poking out, it's fucking kind of ruined it for me. Would it not?
I don't know how people deal with
like, if you were dating a guy and his pubes were, he's never shaved them.
Oh, my God. We'd have problems.
See?
I would suggest you shave it.
Yeah, exactly. But then, well, like, the most attractive guy you've, first of all, don't say Brian. The most attractive guy... He's got a fucking hog on him, and he's fucking hilarious. Like, he see, well, because, and he has a really good body, so. So, right? So, that person, like, you could not pick a better person. Like, Brian's great, but he's not, you know. Like, Ryan Reynolds, how you feel about Ryan Reynolds?
I don't feel any type of way about Ryan.
You don't think he's attractive?
I never found him to be. Okay.
Do you think he's funny?
He can be.
All right. We can't talk anymore, but we won't. Anyways, if for you specifically, Built In Lab checks every single box, but has never and says they will never shave their pubes.
Now, why will they never?
Why will the woman?
I mean, I'm going to. Okay, here's the thing. I'll make a compromise.
Men's rights.
I will make a compromise.
Because you know that's why women are growing out their fucking armpit hair. Yeah,
I
understand.
I get it. You don't want to shave your pubes? Then I don't have to give you a blowjob.
All right. Fair.
You don't want to trim the things? I don't want them in my mouth. I guess
this is more apples. It's not really apples to apples because I can be like, well, if you don't trim your armpits, I'm not going to eat you out. You know? It doesn't really, you know, like, why? It's like fucking 3 feet away. You know?
I just don't like seeing
if it. If you don't trim your armpits, I won't cuddle with you.
They tickle.
Yeah, I don't like the way it feels. It feels like I'm cuddling with a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I could get over it in time. It's just not ideal to me.
Just
like, could you imagine like wearing like, you know, those like short sleeve shirts that women wear and just hair poking out one end? There have been women on dating apps where I'm like, she's pretty hot. And in a picture, she'll have shorts and like hair.
See, but here's the thing. I think for you, that wouldn't be your person, because if that's them, then they're also not on the same political side as you.
Well, first of all, you're pinning me on one side.
No, because if you
if they got leg hair and armpit hair, they also dress a certain way too.
They are a certain way, you know, and they have certain beliefs like that don't align with yours. Well,
no, I'm not even saying sure, I guess, but I just mean they look like they live
in a forest.
Yeah.
They're hippies.
They wear hiking boots. Those type of people.
They're free-willed people.
Super. See, like you're saying, obviously different politics, because they're very liberal people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you find it? Okay. Now this may be controversial. Which one do you find it easier to get along with? Somebody who's very liberal. Like if you had to pick one, you can go and you can hang out with someone who's very liberal, like super liberal. Right. So that end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Or somebody equally as crazy on the other end of the spectrum.
If I had to deal with someone that's on an extreme side, I would hang out with an extreme liberal.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would too. Because the other side is fucking
crazy.
Like conspiracy, super conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
At least on the far left, like super liberal, we're gonna have a great fucking time.
We can still have a good time. Like they do.
They
like
want
to party.
Everybody to be happy. They want everybody to be in love. They're all about having a great great time. So if I had to pick, that's now. If we're in a time of war.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're going straight to the other side. We're going straight right. Yeah.
That's a great thing about being in the middle, like.
Yeah. Well, you lean one way, but I would agree. I would tend to agree with you. They're both great for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want everybody to be happy and don't give a fuck about anything, like what's great about liberals is they want everybody to be happy, but also don't give a fuck about anybody
and not have to work.
That'd be cool.
Socialism.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
It'd be cool not to work.
Yeah.
But then on the right, they, you know, they kind of do the same thing. Is liberals, they want everybody to be happy. But then when you boil it down, they really don't give a fuck about anybody. If you really think about it, they don't really give a fuck about anybody.
But themselves. But
they say they do. They say they give a fuck about people. But it's just kind of how they feel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the people on the right are just fucking, they think they're doing what's best for the world.
Yeah.
But then also don't give a fuck about anybody. So basically politics, you just don't give a fuck about anybody.
No.
But yourself.
Exactly.
All right. I'm glad we did that. We summed up politics right before an election.
Yep. Do you still think they're going to pull Biden in May?
Oh, yeah, maybe. No, I think they're just going to trot him out there. It's going to be the biggest fuck you to us, to everybody, when he wins again.
Do you think how far ahead is Trump in the polls right now?
He's not. He can't be.
Last time I checked,
didn't they just like reduce his how much he has to pay by like $200 million?
Yeah, and they asked how he's going to pay or whatever, and he said cash.
Did he really? What a G thing to say. I mean, you can not like him as much as you want, but when he gives a response like that, how do you wish to pay? Cash. Man, he's got the black vote, doesn't he?
So 9 hours ago, it says Trump tops Biden with double-digit lead in deep red. Oh, well, it's a deep red state.
Okay, see?
Donald Trump shakeup is winning over Democrats.
I just don't know how. I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people are going to vote because they don't like Trump, right? They'll vote for Biden. But how do we feel about having an 85-year-old president?
There needs to be an age cap.
Yeah.
Just like there's...
Because what's his name? Trump's too old, too.
Yeah. We have irrelevant people running the country.
Yeah.
People, I bet neither one of them know how to use their phones.
I would say that the age cutoff. Do you think Trump's Twitter's wild? He knows how to use his phone. He also said Joe Budden instead of Biden, and Joe Budden's a rapper. That was hilarious. He was trending for that today. It was pretty funny. Do you think as early as 35 you should be able to be president?
35 might not have enough world experience. See, that's what
I
was going to say.
I'm going 40 to 60.
Yeah, I agree. 40 to 60.
And you have to have a certain amount of money in your bank account.
Why does that matter?
Because then you can't be bought, I guess.
Got it.
But you probably still could. Like, you can't, first of all, politicians having net worths of $100 million and their salary is $400,000, or not even, $200,000, mathin', as the kids would say.
Yeah.
Math isn't mathin'.
Yeah.
So, now granted, those, when you look up net worth, those are never right. But no amount of $200,000. These politicians have been there for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, in that time, they've made $6 million. Right? Does that math add up? That adds up, right? That checks out. That's $6 million. You're not worth $40 million.
They put companies in other people's names.
Shell companies?
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting conspiratorial here? The thing is if you and I had information about what's going on in the stock market and invested in it, that's insider trading, and we go to jail for the rest of our lives.
Right.
They know the bills that are going to be passed and who's going to benefit, and they invest in the stocks.
Yeah.
And they make millions, and nobody gets called for insider trading.
I don't understand why everybody doesn't see the whole fucking, let's go, everything electric. These people are benefiting from it. It's not because they really think it's good for the earth. We just had a fucking power outage not that long ago in San Jose, where people were without power for so long, for days. They couldn't get their power back up. What are we going to do if everything everybody has to charge their cars. Oh, yeah. Nobody's fuck allowed to have people. Generators.
You're not allowed to have generators?
No. They're, at least here in California, they
that's crazy.
Banned generators.
You know there's going to be a fucking solar eclipse on the 8th? And they think all hell is going to break loose? At least that's what's going on my Instagram. I don't know what's going to break loose, but they say it's fucking, it's going to be pretty nuts.
I don't know.
Because they say if a solar flare hit and knocked out knocked out all our electronics, it would be, thinking about it scared the shit out of me. It'd be insane. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. No electricity.
How long could you survive?
They say hundreds of millions of people would be dead in 6 months.
Interesting. Why?
Ready?
Yeah.
How you keep me your food? How you keep me your food cold?
Well, I understand, but we could go back. They didn't always have refrigerators.
I understand that, but there's a certain amount of people immediately. See you later.
Yeah, you know who those people are?
The weak.
The ones that like to party.
What do you mean?
far left.
Oh, those guys.
Those ones.
They don't have survival dude, skills. It would be a total reset, dude. Imagine. We could be kings.
I'm down.
But
no, I don't know if I would want to live through something like that.
No, I don't want to either. I don't want to either. I really don't. Like, it would be pandemonium.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't work anymore.
No one would have jobs.
No. I technically, no, I wouldn't. Granted, no, because it would fry all the electronics and cars, they say. So.
Well, I'm glad I still have a car that doesn't run on,
it does.
A computer.
It does.
All cars. That Saturn runs on a computer?
All cars have computers in them. You'd have to go back to, a while ago. The issue with my dad's old Camaro was the computer, and it was a 1980. I don't know how shit works, okay?
But I'd like to know what part of that car is a computer.
Jessica, that car is in the 2000s. It's not like a 19-something. It's like a 2005.
It's barely in the 2000s.
Was it 2005?
Yeah, 2006.
It's not running. It's not. Let's just say that in this scenario, that it knocked out all the cars too. What the fuck? What would we really do? First of all the people that live in apartments, see ya. Now you have to walk up to your apartment. Every apartment has to have a staircase, yeah. Right? A staircase. That's not what it's called in a high rise building, is it? It's called the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew, glad I got there. Boy.
A stairwell?
Stairwell. There you go. Boom. Could you imagine having a 10th floor spot and the elevator goes out? I wouldn't guess right. I'd be staying at my parents that night.
I'd leave and never go back.
No, I mean, I'm just saying not even in this scenario. I just mean hey, the power's out for tonight. I'll be like, I'm sleeping in my car. Or I'm calling into sick work. Or calling, oh my God. Calling into work sick. Calling into work sick. There's no way I'm going to go down 10 flights of stairs or up it and then do something after.
Going down, it's nothing.
It takes forever.
You might have a little vertigo at the end of it, but.
Oh my God. Can you imagine all white? You're just going around and around. That'll give you a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say?
What?
The nights of which I don't drink, I wake up and I'm like, This is what normal feels like.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad at all.
Do you wake up anticipating having anxiety? Like, do you have a little bit of anxiety thinking it's going to hit?
No. What's cool is I've had a headache for 3 days.
I wonder if that's just something that's going, like, I've had a headache. Sadie's had a headache. I think everybody's had, like, a headache.
Well, I hope that's what it is. I'm trying not to, like, take, but I can feel mine, like, being rooted in, like, my shoulders.
Yes, that's where my noise comes from, my neck and my shoulders.
And it hurts so fucking bad, dude. Yeah. I thought it was, like, dehydration, but then you see this big-ass water jug I got now. It's got a paracord on it. I don't know what the fuck a paracord's for.
Just in case, you know, you got to go down those 10 flights of stairs.
I know. They say it's, like, some. Look at that thing. They say it's like 200 feet of paracord. I'm like, what the fuck it is? It's about 10 feet. I don't know how many. I honestly don't know how much paracord that is. I just said 200 feet. It might be 20. But even then, that seems like a crazy amount, right? How much do you think that is, Brian? 5 feet? 10 feet. Yeah. In that little handle? That's crazy to me.
That's like your intestines.
Dude, I was just thinking that. I honestly was. But I was like, I don't want to say that. I'm glad you said it. That's insanity. That is insanity. That your intestines are some crazy amount of miles long.
Yeah. All wrapped up in your body.
Truly is a miracle. Praise God. How many miles is it? Like some stupid, like 14 miles or something?
What? There's no way it's 14 miles.
Look it up. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Your veins are crazy.
Brian, you're supposed to be here Googling stuff for us. How long are the average intestines?
I want to say I'm right in this. No, it can't be 14 miles. That has to be wrong. How wide are they?
15 feet.
Oh, Jesus. Small intestine
can measure about 9 to 16 feet, while the large intestine is roughly 5 feet long.
If you were to lay out all your arteries, capillaries, and veins in one adult end to end, they would stretch about 60,000 miles.
In one human?
60,000 miles. Yeah. What is that? Veins, capillaries, and arteries. Pretty cool. See, I was right about the 14-ish, but it was feet, not miles.
Yeah.
Which, easy mix-up. But 15 feet is still crazy to me.
How much shit is in the intestines?
It's like fucking 15 pounds.
Let's go do a colonic.
I would love to. But then you know you're going to gain it right back because there's going to be shit stored in you again.
A fresh start. First
of all, I know this for a fact. There's 15 to 20 pounds or 10 to 20 pounds of shit in you right now. Well, so you are literally full of shit.
Let's get it out.
I don't want to know this feeling, but I want to know the feeling after. My cousin said he was constipated for a week and they gave him something and he said he shit for 30 minutes straight.
What
like
the
shit coming out of his ass for 30 minutes.
I would be scared.
And that sounds so amazing to me. I cannot stress to you how much I love shitting. And I think it's because
you don't do it enough.
Yes. I think it's because I don't do it as frequently as like my brother shits like twice a day. I would love to.
Right. You just feel so much lighter.
Oh my God. I can eat a fucking field of spinach and I won't shit.
Right?
My brother sniffs spinach and he shits. My brother cooks spinach with eggs and then goes and shits before he eats it. I'm not even bullshitting you. When I was on injury, it was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. A guy getting ready, makes his coffee, makes his eggs, doesn't touch any of it, takes a shit. Usually you shit after that.
Dude, I have stomach issues and usually when people have stomach issues, they're extremely gassy and they're shitting constantly. My body does the opposite.
Yeah, it holds on to it.
It doesn't let a fucking, it doesn't let anything out. I told Brian, like, I could push and push and push. I could do anything and everything and nothing. Okay, not even a whisper.
You've
like,
taken... You've taken, yeah, you can pop a hemorrhoid out, bro. You've taken that magnesium, what do you call it?
Uh-huh.
How is that? Is that great?
I don't remember it being bad. Like, yeah, it clears you out, but I don't remember, like, having stomach cramps or, because, like, I remember being younger and I took one of those, like, soul softener type pills, and it says, like, it works 6 hours later or whatever, and fucking that shit would make, I don't know what labor feels like. Because I had C-sections, but I'm assuming that that pain is what labor feels like.
Gas pains?
It fucking hurt so bad. I just, major cramping.
Did you shit like a mule after?
I don't remember it being worth the pain.
Oh, okay.
But the magnesium citrate, when you have to drink the whole bottle of it, it's gentle on your stomach from what I remember. Definitely clears you out. But it was nothing like, oh my God, I can't, like, I have to stay next to a toilet. Like,
I'm going to do that one of these weekends.
But then again, maybe I need to get Botox in my butt, my butthole to relax it. And maybe then things will, like, just free flow.
That'd be nice. I'd gladly take a shot in the ass to fucking
in your
shit.
Sphincter.
Dude, when I was taking that you've seen the ads for the colon broom stuff?
Uh-huh.
Dude, my buddy, he said that he lost 12 pounds in like 3 weeks or some shit, just shitting like crazy. And I took it, and a couple times I took it, my body just said, okay, we'll take this. And I was like, you gotta be shitting me. Like, no pun intended. I didn't even mean that. Didn't mean to do that one. It was so bad. It's like, this thing is designed to make you shit. And my body was like, nah. But then a couple times when I first started taking it, boy, oh boy. I was taking pictures of my shits and sending. That's why it's by design, I can't have those kind of bowel movements because I would send them to everybody. Send pictures of them.
Do you guys have competitions?
Eric sent one in our group chat. You remember that? I was so jealous.
Yeah.
I would love to have one of those. I told Brian about the shit I took here probably like 2 months ago. I was like, it was one of the best shits I've ever taken in my life.
One of the days that I was in a lot of pain with my stomach and everything, Brian's over here farting like crazy, and I'm like, you're just trying to make me jealous. Like, yeah. That's what you're trying to do now. Bragging about your bowel movements.
I wish it was more. But I don't know. Maybe subconsciously I'm like, okay, we can't do this now because we're on a truck and we're going to be here and there's no. That's the bad thing about my job now is there's nowhere to go to the bathroom where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. So imagine having stomach problems and having to do my job.
That would suck.
I'll tell you what's cool though. I walked into a Starbucks today. And you know, typically it's like, you got to buy some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey boss. He goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I didn't say a fucking word. That's all I said. I said, what's up, boss? He goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I was like, thank you.
That's nice.
It was so nice. No, granted, I only had to pee.
You should take a little care kit with you. Like,
oh, when I get out on my own, I'm taking, no, not poopery. Are you crazy? I'm taking fucking baby wipes, though. And a roll of toilet paper. Hell yeah, dude. My dad said, a guy
I know what you should get.
Hold on, let me finish my story. My dad had to take a shit, and a guy didn't want to break off the route to let him take a shit, so he told him to go in the back of the truck and shit in a box and wipe his ass with the newspaper. And he did it.
That's crazy.
That's gross. That's what it is. It's not crazy. It's gross.
I was going to say, you should get those vomit bags where it has like the hard opening so the bag stays open.
Oh, they have those?
Yeah, like you get them from the hospital. Oh, I'm sure you could order them on Amazon, but they're vomit bags.
Don't they have like the little seats for like when you're in the woods, you can just sit on shit? I'm going to get one of those.
Well, you got to put it over a bucket.
I'll shit in a bucket.
Do you have room in the back? Like, there's a...
Oh. It's kind of gross if you think about it, but yeah, you can. It's very scary. I'll tell you after, because I've done it. I haven't shit, but I've pissed. I'll tell you after. We can end this and I'll tell you.
All right.
All right, guys, have fun.
Bye.
Wait, no. One X.